Brilliant. Isn't Jesus amazing? He really is wonderful. We're going to put a verse on the screen which tells us how he is like this amazing treasure chest of incredible things. It says in Colossians 2 verse 3, that verse that we started with, that in Christ are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Now, hands up if you guys like treasure. Yeah, a lot here, and hopefully on the screen as well. You like treasure? Well, let's put three pieces of treasure on the screen for you. Now, the first is an amazing ruby. Can you see that ruby, George? Yeah? Can you see that, Katie Lucy? There's a ruby, and it says, giving joyful thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of his holy people in the kingdom of light. Now, that verse, which the adults looked at a few weeks ago, tells us that Jesus is the way to heaven. Jesus is the way to heaven. Here's another, what's this? Reuben, shout it out. What's that? A gold bar, fantastic, a gold bar. So here's some more treasure that is hidden in Jesus. It says the Son, that's Jesus, is the image of the invisible God. Jesus is amazing, isn't he? Because he's like he shows us what God is like. He's the truth about God. Okay, here's another one. Can anyone tell me what this is? Diamonds, yeah, well done. Was that Jenny? Yeah, well, a diamond. Well done, Jenny. Absolutely right. So it says in Colossians that he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness, brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption. These are long words, but that basically means rescue. Jesus is the life. He's the way, the truth, and the life, just like we've been singing about. He really is amazing. In Jesus are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Just let that sink in. All of the treasure is in Jesus. And we're going to have our reading from the Bible now. And thank you to Mary, who is going to read for us. So here we go.
So then, just as you received Jesus Christ as Lord, continue to live your lives in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught and overflowing with thankfulness. See to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human tradition and the elemental spiritual forces of this world, rather than on Christ.
Brilliant reading there, Mary. Thank you so much. Really good. Well, in those verses which Mary read to us, it says, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in him. Now, these are wonderful verses that we're going to be looking at today. And they tell us two really important things. I don't think there could be two more important things than this. First of all, how to start following Jesus. And secondly, how to continue following Jesus. Because we don't just start, we continue as well. And to start, we need to make Jesus king. That's what the verse says. It says, just as you received Jesus as Lord. Now, the word Lord or Messiah means that Jesus is a king. He's the king. He's the greatest king that there ever could be. And we're going to put a few heads of state, they're not all kings, on the screen for you now. Now, I wonder if anyone knows who this is and which country they are in charge of. Yeah, William, do you know? You might need some help from Mum. Not quite the United Kingdom. Very good idea. Very good. Does anyone know who this man is? Yeah. Well done. Well done. It's absolutely right. Well done, Roy. It's Donald Trump. Donald Trumpet, as we call him, from the US of A. He is the head of the state of the United States of America. Now, does anyone know who this is? Ah, I'm looking to Ronnie and Chitz here. Exactly. This is the president of Sri Lanka. This is Gotabaya Rajapaksa. I hope I pronounced that. How do I pronounce his surname? Don't worry. Chitz is, for those of you who are at home, Chitz is saying just don't try it. This is the president of Sri Lanka. Now, hopefully people will know this one. Yes, absolutely. Mary, shout it out. Absolutely. Her Majesty the Queen Elizabeth II of the United Kingdom and a whole load of other countries as well. She is the king, sorry, she is the queen of our country. But Jesus is the king of the universe. Jesus is the king of the universe. That's what we've been seeing in the book of Colossians. It tells us that Jesus is the king. He is firstborn over all creation. And what these verses that we're looking at today ask us is, have you made him your king? Have you made him your king? It says, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord. Is he the king of you? The way in which we start in the Christian life is to make Jesus king. It's not by being nice. It's not by coming to church, whether that happens in an old building or in an amazing bouncy castle place. It's not by doing religious things. It's by making King Jesus, who is the king of the universe, your king. And later on, we're going to be meeting someone who's going to tell us how she started to follow Jesus. Now, we've been thinking about how we start in the Christian life. And the answer is that we make Jesus our king. We start to put our trust in him and we start to do what he asks us to do. But these verses are really important because they tell us what to do next. What's next? And the answer is that we have to keep Jesus as our king. And that means two things. It means, first of all, we continue with Jesus, and it means that we mustn't get kidnapped. Now, I've got a friend who's going to help me with these verses. And, hi, Linda, it's great to see you. Now, for those who don't know who this is, who's this?
This is Sydney. He is an orangutan.
Oh, Sydney, it's so good to see you. After so many months, we've all been hidden away from each other, haven't we? And now it's great to see you again. And now, what do you guys think about our new venue for church?
Oh, Sydney thinks it's great. He wants to bounce on the bouncy castle.
Well, there'll certainly be some time later on, Sydney, for some serious bouncing. But for the moment, Linda, are you a bit peckish?
No, Charlie, I've just had my breakfast.
Well, I'm just a little bit hungry, so I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to have some toast, okay? So this is what we do. Put the bread, in the toaster, and then put it down. And here we are. That is your toaster, Martha. That's absolutely right. So there we go.
Well, Sydney said you've got to keep going. You can't stop there. You've got to eat it. Keep going.
Oh, sorry. Yes, it's not enough just to put it in the toaster and push it down. You've actually got to eat it. Oh, it's not very nice, actually, after all that.
Oh.
I think I'll give that one a miss. But you're right.
Sydney says he liked to play a game.
Oh, that would be great, Sydney. I'd love to play a game. What game do you want to play?
Top Trumps.
Top Trumps. I love Top Trumps. Which game have you got there?
Thomas the Tank Engine.
Amazing. Right, I'm really good at this. We play this one at home. So, okay, you go first, Sydney.
Speed 10.
Speed 5. Hang on. Just sanitise it. Okay. This is your turn now, Sydney. When you get the first one right, then you get another go. That's how it works.
Adventure 9.
Adventure 8. Hang on. Just give it a good sanitize. Sydney. You got to continue.
Sydney says he wants to play Snap.
Snap? We're in the middle of a game of Top Trumps. Sydney, I don't think you understand how this game works. You've got to continue. You don't just start at the beginning, but then you keep going. If you get the next card, then it's your turn to have another go. And then hopefully you get all of the cards. And then when you've beaten me, then that's the end of the game. So that's how it works, you see. Do you know, Linda, that reminds me of something. You see, these verses that we're looking at, let's put them on the screen. It's it's not enough to just start at the beginning. You've got to continue with Jesus. It's just like Top Trumps, isn't it? You don't just have one go and then that's it, you forget all about it. You start by making Jesus your king, and then you continue to live your lives in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthening the faith as you were taught and overflowing with thankfulness. You see, a Christian is someone who puts their trust in Jesus, they receive him as their king, and then they continue each day to follow Jesus, to keep following him.
Oh, Sydney said, can you ask a question?
Yeah, sure, that's great. Go for it, Sydney.
How do you keep continuing with Jesus?
That is a brilliant question. That's exactly what we should be asking. Now, Sydney, I don't know if you were watching in church a couple of weeks ago when we started doing Colossians. We told the story about Ollie the oak tree. Look, do you remember that? Were you watching?
He was on his iPad.
Oh, brilliant. You were watching church on your iPad. Oh. Hang on, you were playing a game on your iPad.
Minecraft.
Oh, okay. Well, it doesn't matter. We all get a bit distracted from time to time. Minecraft is a great game. But here's the thing. This is what we saw a couple of weeks ago. Now, maybe some of the kids will remember this. Ollie the oak tree wanted to know how he could grow bigger and bigger and bigger into a massive tree. And so he asked his friends, the badger, the squirrel, and the owl, what he needed to do. And, the badger said, well, you need this special potion that I've got from the garden center. It's called Ready, Steady, Grow. And then you'll be fine. You'll be turned into a massive oak tree. And the squirrel said, no, you just got to put pine cones all over you, and then you'll grow as big as a pine tree. But the owl, who was very wise, consulted Google. And he looked it up and he said, no, this is what you had. This is what you did when you started as a baby little acorn. You needed four things. Now, Sydney, do you know what four things you need for an acorn to grow? The first one is, can anyone tell me? It's on the screen. Yes, Marilyn. Water, that is absolutely right. And the second thing, does anyone know what this is? Ah, it's a tricky one. That is carbon dioxide or air, yes. Now the third one, this is nutrients. And the fourth one, does anyone know what this, William, do you know what that one is? Sunshine, well done, that's absolutely right. Those are the four things that you need for an acorn to grow. But the owl said, that is exactly what an oak tree needs to grow, exactly the same things. Number one, Sydney, water. Number two, air. Number three, have you got any more limbs? Nutrients. And number four, sunshine. That's exactly right. You see, it's the same as what you... He's getting himself tied into knots here, isn't he? It's the same as what you started with. Just as you received Jesus as Lord, you made him your king. Now you've got to do exactly the same thing. Just keep him as your king. Keep following Jesus. And that is the most wonderful thing. Actually, Linda, Sydney's had a bit of time in the limelight. Maybe I could ask you a question. How did you start to follow Jesus?
Well, about 30 years ago, I went to a church and I found out that Jesus was the greatest king, that he died to save me. And I received him as Lord.
Wow, that's brilliant. So you made him your king. And I remember you saying when we practiced that you thought that they were all going to be a bit strange, but they were all right, weren't they? and so that's how you began. Mm-hmm. And now the thing to do is to keep following Jesus. And that's what this verse tells us about. In fact, it tells us that there's three wonderful things in the verse that kind of picture what it's like to follow Jesus. Rooted like a tree, rooted in him. Built up in the faith as you were taught. So you stick with the teaching that you got at the beginning. You stick with the Bible and overflowing with thankfulness, like a wonderful waterfall overflowing with thankfulness. To follow Jesus, you make him your king and you continue with him as your king. And reading the Bible is going to be really helpful to keep following Jesus. And that's why it's great that we've got the great Sunday morning adventure every week online. or today, this service online, so that we can learn more about Jesus to keep following him. You don't move on to something new, some new potion. You stick with Jesus. You stick with Jesus as your Lord. And we'll find out in a moment. We continue with Jesus, and we mustn't get kidnapped. Well, this is what we've been seeing so far. We're to start the Christian life by making Jesus our King. But to continue is very simple. We just need to keep Jesus as our King. And that means, first of all, continuing with Jesus, just like Linda. But also, we need to make sure that we don't get kidnapped, that we don't get taken captive. It says in the verse, there's a positive and a negative. Make sure that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on the human tradition and the elemental spiritual forces of this world rather than on Christ. And the adults are going to be learning a few more things in the coming weeks about what that looks like. But for the moment, I can see Linda at the back and she's looking a bit worried. Linda, are you okay?
Poppy?
Yeah, she's missing.
Who's Poppy?
Poppy's Sydney's younger cousin.
Sydney, another orangutan. Well, where is Poppy? Is Poppy all right?
Well, we last saw her at the beginning of the service.
Well, don't worry. She must be here somewhere because we've got the track and trace list. So everyone, maybe she's helping, I know she's helping Jonathan with the Piedos. There's a lot of technology to think about these days. So maybe she's there. No, not over there. Maybe she's out in the cafe at the back. What is it?
Sydney thinks it's worse than that.
She hasn't just got lost?
He thinks she's been kidnapped.
Kidnapped? Who would do such a thing? Well, a few people have come into the room since the beginning, but not anyone's gone out. So it must be someone in this room. Why don't you have a good look? Maybe they're around there somewhere. Where is Poppy? Who is it, Sydney? At the back. At the back. Hang on. It's Dan. Dan, he's kidnapped. Dan hadn't kidnapped Poppy. Poppy and little Sydney were just playing top trumps at the back, so that's a great relief. Oh, got me really worried for a moment there.
So pleased.
Oh, phew. Well, tell you what, that actually reminds me of our verse, Linda, because it says, see to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy. It's really easy to get taken away from Jesus and to forget about him and to be so worried about everything that's going on in the world, or maybe some special new teaching that's very hollow and deceptive, that we actually forget Jesus and we get kidnapped from him. Paul says it's dangerous to be taken captive by teaching that isn't right. Now, maybe, Linda, this means four things. We're going to need some limbs from Sydney again. The first thing is, maybe you've got a friend at school who says, Jesus isn't real. But is that true, Sydney? Jesus is real. He's the greatest king that there is. So don't listen to a friend at school who says, Jesus is just make-believe, because Jesus really is the greatest king. People saw him. People met him. People walked with him. People ate with him. They didn't have to social distance in those days. The second thing, right now, let's have another limb. Thanks, Sydney. Maybe you've just started playing rugby on a Sunday, and rugby is a great game, but maybe if that takes you away from church, it could be a bit dangerous. How are you going to make sure that you get your Bible teaching so that you stick with Jesus and keep following him? Okay, number three, let's have another limb. That's brilliant. Maybe you've heard that if you really, really, really believe in Jesus hard, you'll never get sick. Well, Sydney, is that true? I'm glad to see that you're wearing your mask today. But there's no promise in the Bible that we'll never get sick. Yes, Jesus promises to be with us, and he promises to help us and to protect us, but he doesn't promise that we'll never get sick. So that would be like some dangerous teaching that could take us captive. Now, number four, have you got four limbs? Yep, there we go. Let's try this. Pretty tricky. Maybe when it comes to family Bible time, you just want to play on your Xbox. Well, Xboxes are great. But Jesus is even better. And we've been seeing that he's the way, the truth, and the life. We mustn't get kidnapped away from him. We must keep following Jesus as our Lord. As the verse says, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in him. Well, Linda, Sydney, little Sydney, Poppy, it's been great to have you with us on the show, and hopefully we'll see you a bit more later on.
Lovely, thank you, it's been a pleasure. Oh, Sydney says, can he have another game of Top Trumps?
Another game of Top Trumps. We can certainly play Top Trumps later on after you've done all that bouncing around. But for now, shall we say a prayer? Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for these verses. They tell us how to begin to follow Jesus by making him our King. And they show us how to continue with Jesus by keeping him King. Lord, we pray for each one of us that none of us would move away from Jesus and none of us would be kidnapped by teaching that says that we no longer need him. Please help each one of us to follow Jesus. We ask in his name. Amen.